Good luck.
This is a tough task. And I think week three and week four of the NFL season are the hardest ones to judge, because do you trust what happened in week two? Who were the NFC contenders? And I'll just start there.
They all lost.
Going into the season, San Francisco, Detroit, Dallas, Philly, they're all 1-1. How much do you trust Minnesota? How much do you trust Pittsburgh, Buffalo?
New Orleans. Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers.
New Orleans, who's scoring at a record pace.
Who would have thought?
You also have to look at some of their opponents. So I'm going to do my best to give you my opinion, and I would challenge everyone, if you disagree, feel free to voice your disdain for my opinion. Number one, which I don't think anybody can really argue, that is the only easy one. That is the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though in the standings, right now they are second in their division. They're tied with the Chargers. They haven't looked great. Looked like they were sleepwalking through the game against the Cincinnati Bengals. But they are the reigning champs. They're doing what they have to do to win games, finding ways. And even if you feel like the officials are helping them out, they make their own luck. The Chiefs are the number one team in the NFL. Number two, the Houston Texans. And you could say, well, look at the opponents, because a lot of this is looking at the opponents, the Colts and the Bears. The Colts are worse than I thought they would be. The Bears are as bad as anybody thought they would be, except for a few individuals who tried to pump their tires before. Caleb Williams, does he have a completion over 15 yards? And the answer is no.
John, remember when everybody said this was like the best place a number one pick could land? Where are those people now?
Yeah. He does have all the weapons, which any rookie quarterback has a bit of a pass. So I'm not going to jump on him too much. But the Houston Texans, and it's not just because of C.J. Stroud and the offense. It's because their defense has been dominant. I don't know what Chicago was thinking over the course of their game, continuing to run the ball on first down. Houston was killing them. And then they're setting Caleb Williams up for second and 10, second and 11, second and 15, the entire game. So Houston for me is number two, and it's basically about their defense. Number three for me. Now here's a bit of a shock, because I did not have them in my first 2 weeks, but now they all of a sudden debut at number three. The Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen has proven that he can be a quarterback that can win with lesser talent. No Stephon Diggs. And again, this is about defense. And you look and you say, okay, well, they're opponents. The Cardinals week one. We're still trying to figure out what the Cardinals are, and we'll find out on Sunday. But the Dolphins, they knock out, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, but that game was out of hand even before that happened. They absolutely dominated it defensively. Two very good mobile quarterbacks. They were able to contain them, but it's about the play of their offensive line. Josh Allen gets a little dinged up in week one because he's a playmaker. He was untouched against that Dolphins defense, and it's not a bad defense. Now, they're down a couple of players, but that offensive line has been playing at an elite level. Number four for me, and here's where we start to get a little bit sketchy. They were number two last week, San Francisco 49ers. I have them at four. They obviously lost to the Vikings. Didn't look great in doing so, but and I'm curious as to how they're going to handle being down Christian McCaffrey, now Deebo Samuel. But I still think showing what they did in week one without Christian McCaffrey, they've got the ability with Mason to continue to run the football. Offensively, I think they're going to be okay. Defensively, they're going to have to hold a minute. And I think the big difference in that game was the special teams touchdown that they surrendered. I know you're shaking your head.
This is the first objection I will have, but I'll let you finish.
All right. Number five for me. They were number three last week. It is the Detroit Lions. I love you shaking your head. I can't wait to get your opinion on this. I think that they played good enough to win, except they didn't win. You got to score in the red zone. They were an offense that marched up and down the field. But that's the one glaring deficiency for this team. 1-for-7 in the red zone. I do believe it will be fixed. I do believe it was an error by Ben Johnson. There were a number of different, you know, corrections that they can make. We heard from Dan yesterday about why they failed to finish the deal in the red zone. But they're not my number five team. And this is where you start to, again, you're talking about 1-1 teams, and there 1-1 teams, and there are going to be 2-0 teams that are not on this list. It's okay. The Chargers make their debut at number six. A win over the Raiders, a win over the Panthers, and you look and you say, I don't know. Their offense, as much as I don't want to say it, with J.K. Dobbins, Justin Herbert, you can rely on running the football, and they've been able to do that. Their defense has been good, even though they played against two, you know, insufficient offenses. The teams that I have left out, we already mentioned Philly, the Saints. Everybody's going to say, why aren't the Saints in the top six? Jim, I'm sure they went into Dallas.
Why are they not there? 2-0.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't trust Dallas. I don't trust Dak Prescott. And I know they haven't lost in Dallas in what, 18 games?
That's what I was going to bring up. They're very good at home.
They are, but those are all last year's stats. They have not been proven to be good at home this year. And a win over Carolina doesn't mean much of anything right now. They've already benched Bryce, what's his name, Bryce Young?
Yeah.
I can't even remember his name, his number one pick. But Carolina is absolute dumpster fire. So I'm still not sure what to make about the Saints. Seattle, a 2-0 team. How could they possibly not be on this list? They're right there, but they've had wins over the Broncos and the Patriots. Those aren't quality wins to me. Tampa Bay, obviously this is the one where you're going to say, hey, they beat the Lions. I just don't trust Baker Mayfield, even though look at their numbers. Look at their stats. To me, they've done what they had to do to win two games. In weeks three and weeks four, I will start to trust some of these results a little bit more, but I need more data in doing so. Here's the one that's a 1-1 team that worries me a little bit, and we'll talk about this more when we talk about the NFC teams and the NFC North teams. Green Bay. They had a win with Malik Willis, who has been with the Green Bay Packers up until then, 3 weeks. This is a guy that is not a starting quarterback in the NFL. This was an absolute win by Matt LaFleur. He is proving that he is one of the finest coaches in the NFL. To be able to win and put together a game plan with Malik Willis, and I know it goes to Indianapolis, how good, how bad are they? And I think they're not going to be very good this year. Anthony Richardson, basically his rookie season, because he didn't, he played four games last year, and then he was out with the shoulder injury. I'm trying to figure out what to trust, what not to trust, but that's right now where I believe these teams land.
The one thing with the Packers is, Richardson was hitting their DBs in stride. So, okay, it looked like he was actually throwing the passes to them.
Yeah.
Look, they got a win. They stole a win. Because they shouldn't have won with Malik Willis as your QB. So credit to LaFleur and those guys.
100%.
I got to say right now, I think Tampa Bay's omission is you got to give. I guess people are just never going to give them credit.
No, that was my biggest issue too.
They've got to earn just a little bit more.
Well, they just went on the road and beat one of the five best teams in football. They should be in the power surge. Winning has to count for something.
They went into Dallas and won by 25. Yeah. They have a +62 point differential, the best in the league by far.
Yeah, but they played Carolina week one,
But if you're going to put the Chargers in, but not Tampa, not New Orleans, those teams have real wins. The Chargers don't have a real win, and I think they're going to be a playoff team. But as we sit 2 weeks in, I think putting the Chargers in over the Bucs or the Saints,
that's why it's my power surge.
I know, John.
And these are the teams that I think are as we sit right now. I know a loss, it's going to hurt, but I've got to go with what my gut says, what I'm seeing on the games, and what I believe will play out throughout the course of the season.
I thought the Niners at 4 was high too, especially with the injuries. Like, I'd have the Lions ahead of the Niners right now.
You know what else is emerging here is the AFC is even better than the NFC than we thought.
Oh, there's no question.
You could make an argument almost to go with all AFC teams.
Well, what do I do with Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh's 2-0.
The Steelers are undefeated.
By the way, Chargers Steelers this week. 2-0 teams.
That is
for a spot in the power surge. It's on the line.
I think you are also seeing not just how good these AFC teams are, you're also seeing how good some of these AFC coaches are. Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, as much as I don't want to say it, Jim Harbaugh, DeMeco Ryans in Houston. You want to talk about a team that has made a flip in where they were 2 years ago. C.J. Stroud, big part of it last year. But that defense under DeMeco Ryans' guidance, damn, they're good.
And that is the power surge. It's 97-1.